Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
We find you on the telephone today. You're not here.
No, I'm not.
We won't give any explanation. We'll just say that you're not here.
Thank you, Sean.
I'm going easy on you. You heard from Ellie in Big Hill. She has a Kelpie Cross, and this is a bit of an interesting one. I think sometimes the Kelpie Cross is well-behaved with other dogs, and sometimes not so much. Is that it in a nutshell?
Exactly right. So Ellie takes her Kelpie Cross to the dog park, and sometimes the dog plays amazingly with other dogs, but there's other times where her dog is the instigator of a bit of drama in the playground, and has even had a bit of a spat, nothing too major, but a bit of a fight with another dog. And Ellie's finding it quite difficult with the predictability of what's going to happen. And this is a really good example of how dog parks are a phenomenal idea, but they really need a lifeguard that supervises, that understands dog behaviour and dog body language. And unfortunately, you know, we don't have that at our dog parks. So dog parks can often be a place where lots of dogs, you know, can run and play, but often there's lots of fights and there's lots of vet bills and all that kind of stuff as well. So we're not a great advocate of dog parks only because we think that there should be a professional watching and observing the dogs so that we can avoid the dramas. However, you know, you have the right to take your dog where you want to take your dog. So let's move on to communication. Now, dogs, we rely on language, and then we rely on tones of voice and body language. Dogs are all about the body language. And when dogs are happy and relaxed and enjoying playing with one another, or there's no threat, they tend to have really loose movements. So their bodies are loose, their ears are loose, there's no tension in the face or the head. There's no stiffness of the body or the muscles, and there's fluid movement. So they're moving and playing and bouncing for joy. So what I would be watching for at a dog park is for the dogs that look like they're stiff, don't want to leave their owners, you know, are just staring at other dogs, might be staring and stalking, so just standing in a stiff position and just eyeballing another dog or staring at another dog. Those are behaviours that are indicative of either fear based on something bad's going to happen to me, so I'd better get in and do something, or it can be the other extreme where I don't think I like that dog and I'm going to let that dog know. So you really have to know your dog's body language, but you've also got to be watching other dogs' body language as well.
They seem to pick up a vibe, don't they, from certain dogs? Is that right?
Yep, exactly right. Now, they have a special compartment in their nose. Now, their sense of smell is their primary sense, and they have a section in their nose where they can actually feel emotions. So scientists have tested, and that's why they might come around us when we're really, really upset and put their head on our leg or something like that. They can actually smell emotion, and they particularly smell the emotion of fear. And fear in the dog's world is unpredictability. If you're giving off fear, you might be very submissive, but you also might strike out before you feel you're going to strike out. So really, for a dog with fear-based issues or that's not confident in a dog park, I wouldn't take my dog. And I think although sometimes our Kelpie is quite happy and other times she might start fights, I'd say that her issue is probably fear-based aggression. So she thinks, or she picks up a cue from another dog, that she's in trouble, so she lashes out first. So I'd want do a lot of work with Ellie's dog, just building confidence and around really relaxed, slow-moving, low-energy dogs. And I'd probably give the dog park a miss for Ellie's dog, just because you can't control the dogs that come in and go out. So that would be my advice.
If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you again next Saturday morning.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, Sean.